Welcome back to the Soul With podcast. I'm Luke, and today I want to talk about something that is quietly breaking a lot of business owners' hearts right now, and most of them don't even know why. Here's the scenario. You check your analytics, impressions look fine, rankings are holding, but inquiries have dried up, and you're sitting there thinking, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. Something has shifted underneath you. For about 20 years, the digital marketing playbook was simple. Rank on page one, get clicks, convert visitors. That was it. But that playbook is cracking. AI tools, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, Google's own AI overviews are now answering your customers' questions before those customers ever reach your website. On some searches, AI overviews show up in nearly a third of results. And when they do, the click-through rate on the number one organic result drops by more than half. Your customer gets their answer from the AI and they move on. I want to sit with that for a second because it's not just a traffic story. It's a trust story. The AI has read your industry. It's formed a view and it's answering on behalf of someone, and that someone might not be you. Now, here's the twist that changes the whole mood of this conversation. The traffic you do get from AI tools, it converts better. A recent HubSpot report found that 58% of marketers say AI referred visitors convert at higher rates than regular organic traffic. Because by the time someone clicks through from an AI answer, they've already been pre-qualified. The AI read your content, decided you were credible, vouched for you. That's a warm lead that cost you nothing to acquire. You just had to earn the citation. So the question has shifted. It's not just how do I rank? It's how do I get cited? Let's get into how to actually do that first. Answer the question directly, then expand. The old SEO habit of burying the answer after 800 words of throat clearing is dead. AI models are scanning for clear, declarative answers in the first sentence or two after a heading. So if your customer is asking how much does a small business website cost in Australia, your heading should literally be that question. And the next sentence should give them an actual answer. Then go deeper. Lead with the answer, always. Second, structure matters more than ever. AI crawlers love clear heading hierarchies, short paragraphs, lists, tables. Add FAQ schema, add article schema. This is the price of entry now, not a bonus. Third, and this is where I genuinely think small Australian businesses have an edge they're not using. Bring original data, opinions, and first-hand experience. AI models are drowning in recycled generic content. What they're hungry for is specific, local, lived-in expertise. A Geelong plumber writing about the quirks of older homes on the Bellarine Peninsula is going to get cited before a generic national plumbing blog every single time. Be the source, not the summary. Stick around, because later I'm going to share the single most underrated audit I think every small business should be running every month. It takes 30 minutes. It costs nothing. And almost nobody does it. Let's talk about authority. Because AI absolutely checks. These models and search engines are constantly evaluating whether you deserve to be cited. And they're looking at signals way beyond your website. You need a consistent digital footprint. Your name, your address, your phone number, your brand story, consistent across your Google business profile, LinkedIn, industry directories, review platforms. AI triangulates across all of these. If your LinkedIn says one thing and your website says another, you quietly lose credibility. You also need to show the humans behind the business. Author bios, real photos, linked LinkedIn profiles. Faceless, anonymous content is being filtered out. And look, this might sting a little, but if you've built your brand hiding behind a logo, it's time to step out. People trust people. And so do the machines that now recommend people to people. One more thing on this, freshness. Google and AI models are rewarding recency hard right now. An article from 3 years ago, even if it's accurate, is going to lose to a less comprehensive piece updated last month. So audit your top 20 pages quarterly, update the stats, refresh the examples, add a last updated date. Content maintenance is now a bigger driver of visibility than new content production for most small businesses. Stop publishing and forgetting. Start publishing and tending. All right, the audit. As promised, 30 minutes a month, free. Teaches you more about your competitive position than any keyword report. Open ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Gemini. Ask them the exact questions your ideal customer would ask when looking for someone like you. Best bookkeeper in Ballarat. Most trusted electrician on the surf coast. Whatever it is in your world. See who gets named, see what sources get cited. If you're not on the list, you now know exactly who is. And you can reverse engineer why. That's your roadmap handed to you by the AI itself for free. Your buyers are already doing this. They're asking AI before they ask Google. If you don't know what the AI is saying about your industry, you are flying blind. So if you take nothing else from this episode, here's where to start in the next 30 days. Pick your 5 most valuable pages, the ones tied to your top services. Rewrite them to answer customer questions directly. Add FAQ schema, tidy up your digital footprint across Google Business Profile, LinkedIn, and the directories that matter in your industry. Then run that AI audit I just walked you through. 3 moves, 30 days. You'll be ahead of probably 90% of your competitors, because the truth is, the businesses winning right now are not the ones with the biggest budgets. They're the ones who saw the shift early, moved with intent, and kept showing up with genuinely useful content. AI search has leveled the playing field for small Australian businesses in a way that traditional SEO never really did, but only for the ones who play, so play. Thanks for listening to the Soul With podcast. If this episode helped you, share it with someone who needs to hear it, and I'll catch you in the next one.